Hi, hello. How's it going? How are you doing? How's your face? Oh, I was gonna open this with hello, freaks, geeks, and degenerates. I'm sorry. I just thought, I don't really have like an actual official opening to my things. That's a joke. Okay. Anyway, real quick update this week, I think. Probably a really quick update. The websites. There's a website now. There's a merch website now, baby. So if you want some stickers, if you want an iron-on patch, that's a big deal for me. I've been salivating at the chance to sell stickers for like a full year. The older folks around here can verify and validate that. So it's that's been that's exciting. That's exciting. That's another thing. That's another thing now to deal with. But that's fine. I'm excited. I'm so excited for the potential of a website, partially because so back in the spring, if you were here in the spring, you might remember that we had like I had an issue with Patreon. And part of that issue with Patreon involved having to, because I make not safe for work content, basically putting all of my content behind a paywall because we can't let the children's eyes land upon it. Which means all of my written reviews get put behind a paywall and I think the written reviews are sometimes a little more succinct than the in-use reviews. So it would be nice to make those available for a widespread of people rather than just on Patreon. My original intention was to have those posts as available for anyone to look at. But yeah, gotta be behind a paywall. That's just the way it is. That's cool. That's fine. That's great. I know how to make a website. Kind of. Roughly. Sort of. So I paid Shopify, and yeah, here we are. So I have a website now, dirtybitsaudio.com. It's just a merch site right now. Eventually, though, it'll hopefully be a blog and a container for everything. So that was a big deal this past week, just for myself personally, because I've been fucking around with that like all summer and feeling really worried about it, worried about dropping it, worried about it not doing well, worried about people being like, you dumb whore, make audio. So it's in the wild now, baby. Run free. Other than that, I was out of the city for a couple days this week, so I had initially taken a whole bunch of stuff with me to do work while I was out of the city, and then I realized that I needed a vacation. I needed a moment to not think. Period. So That all being said, there isn't really a way to shut my brain off. So I've been mentally working on things, but physically doing fuck all. Besides enjoying my life. So, thank you so much for your patience. I'm really hoping. I know I said I was gonna get input out this week, and my desire is to still try to get that out, uber fast. I want it out before fucking Halloween. Like, God damn, it's been a hot minute since I've done a production, and I kind of miss that stuff. So, I gotta get that done. Yeah, I miss you too, my love. Yeah, what else? Okay. Hi. Anyway, I did a live on Tuesday for the Fansly folk. That'll hopefully be posted before the end of the weekend. I'll have it up for like Fansly subscribers to listen to if you want to listen to that shit show of a live. Look, I'm burying the lead. I've buried the lead so deep it's like 6 feet under and still going. Somebody vibed me for like 50 minutes straight. I'm not gonna drop names, you know who you are. Just due to the way the lives are set up, I was on the vibrator for like 50 minutes straight, and it was and not anticipated and kind of a surprise. And frankly, I'm really proud of myself. I got all the way through it. So if you like the live content, if you like listening to me go off on my own little dumb shit, that live was a banger. Like I said, it'll be up. I would really love to get it up before Monday. I just have to like export it, but like I haven't been by my computer all week, so the live ended, I turned my shit off. I closed the door. I left my bucket of toys on the table. I was done by the end of that live. So yeah, that's where we're all at. That's what this week has been about. I have a really exciting new toy that came in the mail, and I already unboxed it because I really needed to look at it in person. And I do believe I have a really quick unboxing that I recorded upon my phone for all of you, but it is literally like 5 minutes of me opening the box and being like, and then I'm done. So, but it's a very exciting piece. I want to talk about it. Maybe if you did a review of it, you dumb whore, I'll think about it. So I've had a very nice week. I'm trying to pick which horse I want to ride for the rest of the month. Yeah, I don't know. It just feels like, I was dead in the water for a little bit and not feeling super anxious, like super excited to like produce. And now I'm kind of like in a producey, production head state, and I want to, so fingers crossed. Yeah, I don't have anything else to say to you, to be honest. I have to eat. I'm hungry, but I wanted to update you quickly before I like got into like my like back into the house shit. I literally got off the bus an hour ago. So just note that you are number one priority. You can get your weekly update before I even ate my fucking dinner. So this is how much I love you. So much I adore you. So much I so appreciate you and your patience and your continued support. This is why my patrons are the faves of the gang. So, anyway, I'm gonna leave you alone. I'm gonna go now. I'm gonna watch a movie and eat some pizza and just like prepare myself for tomorrow. That's what we're gonna do. Okay. Anyway, you're looking awfully hot today. Can I help you cool down or something? And bye.